We would like to speak to you a bit about creativity. So often when you hear about creativity, it is a very limited thing, as though you can only create in this box or this box or this box. But creativity actually, in essence, is an energy. And it is an energy that needs to flow. We have spoken to you about this before, but if you are built in such a way that you have energy for something, and you use your energy for what is intended, you're going to find yourself in a good flow, and you're going to find yourself happy. If you have energy for something, and you do not use it for what it was intended to be used for, then that energy will turn on you. It will turn back on you, and you will not be happy, and you very often will not be healthy. And that is why we want to understand creativity in its broadest range. It does not mean that in order to be creative, you must be an artist or a musician or an actor, or do not let yourself be boxed by that, because then you may actually block yourself from being able to feel how creativity runs in you. And that is the thing that you most want to know. Not so much about how it looks from outside of you, but how it feels inside of you. And so we must allow creativity then to work in some arenas where we do not think about it. One of those arenas might be playing with children. It might be the total joy that can be experienced when you are communing with nature. It can be, of course, it can be all of those other things as well, but it can be the way you express yourself in a situation. It can be the way you experience a vacation. In other words, the creative energy in you is unique to you. But you do want to feel it. You do want to know about it. And you want to be very sure that you do not block it by either holding it back or ignoring it. Generally speaking, ignored energy is going to be very costly to you. A creative moment could happen when you are arranging your hair or choosing your shoes. What we're trying to say here is leave a very broad place in your own life for creativity to be expressed, because in that way you are using the energy that you have been given to use. Now, why did we lose track of that? Well, primarily because of the patriarchal structure that was imposed on it. Patriarchally speaking, your creativity is not important if it does not make you money. Your creativity is not important unless you are the top of your field, the mistress of all you survey. And so the first thing we want you to think about with your creativity is clean all of that up, because that does not belong in your life. Now, this is not to say that you cannot be creative and make a living and make money. You can, of course, but you need more. You need to allow yourself time to be in touch with creativity in as broad an expression as your particular self will allow. And so that means you must free it from the patriarchal constructs and bring it home to your own heart. The simplest thing can be an act of creativity, and you know that because you can feel that. But you must not let it be judged by anyone else, and you must not let it be judged from anything outside of you. So when you are thinking about this, pay attention to your own creativity in small things, medium things, and large things. Wherever you feel the impulse for creation, that is where you want to open yourself and move toward that creative energy. When you use your energy, the energy you have been given, for the things you have been given it for, then you have the ability to be peaceful, to be contented, to be happy. When you let something outside of you begin to judge your creativity, then you are going to actually stop the flow of it. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Feel that the room is filled with the blue of peace, and breathe in that peace. Exhale war. Feel the room filled with the rose of love, and inhale love, exhale fear. And feel that an energy tree is growing in your body, and its roots are in the earth, full of power and nurturing. But the tree is energy, and it is light, and it moves up through your body, and everywhere the tree touches, you are restored. So the second center is restored and released. And the solar plexus is restored and released. And the heart is restored and released. And the throat is restored and released. And the third eye is restored and released. And the crown is restored and released. And feel the energy growing and expanding you. Feel the branches and the leaves moving out, reaching up to the universe, where the bright golden light of the universe nurtures this tree of energy that you carry inside of you. Now feel a warm rain begin to fall, and smooth and gentle the body, soothe and gentle your thoughts and your communication and your heart. Soothe your emotions and any shame or guilt you might be feeling. And soothe the root where plans are made for growing your life. And feel the rain wash over your shoulders, down your back. Wash down your arms and hands. Flow down your legs and your feet. And feel your energy expand past your body to become a field that draws to you all that is abundant and loving and joyful and wise. Feel that field expanding and feel the sun shining, replenishing the energy in your body, so that there is always room to be full and to be expanded. Now move your attention into the branches of your tree and know that in that tree there is a gift for you. Light, ever so light and free, find your gift in the branches of your own tree. When you've found your gift and known your gift, feel all of the energy that you have been holding in your body become a part of your natural energy, so that you are rich and full and fine and loved, and that is in you and around you. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.